This is the first of a two-part audio boo about why your business needs to be online. And the reason I've decided to split it into two is obviously there are a range of benefits that come with having a website for your business and promoting it online. But also I want to focus on what's changed in recent years that makes it more important than ever. See, I've been in business development now for, well, probably for more years than I care to remember, but quite a few anyway. And quite often I come up against businesses that seem to think that everything's okay, they don't need to change, they carry on going, and they've always survived in the past and everything's worked out quite well. And quite often, certainly in an upward environment, upward economy anyway, that does work quite well. However, when things are not going so well, that doesn't always work out. And the thing is that any business can be improved. You may well have been working away quite well in the past without having your business online, but things have changed dramatically in the last 2 years, and that's really what I want to talk about here. And I'm not talking here about the economic downturn. I'm not talking about the current economic environment. What I'm talking about is what's happening in the mobile world. The advent of smartphones and the impact that they're having on everyday life. And really, that cannot be understated and, from your business perspective, underestimated. Going from virtually a standing start just over 2 years ago, I say virtually a standing start, there were WAP services around, and you know, but smartphones really weren't that common. There were one or two earlier versions, such as the Nokia Communicator, that were around. But generally, it's the last 2 years that's seen the advent of the smartphone, probably driven by the Apple iPhone, although they are not the only one on the market by any stretch of the imagination. Of course, with Android being launched by Google as well, then that's made an alternative operating system a lot more available. So what's the impact on that for users? Well, let me give you a couple of statistics that will indicate just how important it is. As of today, according to the government, 46% of the UK adult population, I think we're talking about, is using mobile internet at some stage in the week. So 46%. Now, that doesn't mean to say people are not using it exclusively mobile. They still use online at home, but they do use mobile internet in some shape or form, whether that's location-based services, whether that's web surfing, whether it's 3G, whether it's WAP, whether it's video, whatever it might be. Even just to access a calendar, for example, 46% of the adult population of the UK are using mobile internet at some stage. What that means largely is that if you do not have a web presence for your business, then the chances are you are not being found by the majority of people who are looking for your products or services. You may be found by some, you may have repeat business, and one or two people still do use paper directories or local press or whatever paper-based services that have worked in the past. However, more and more people are turning to the internet to find local businesses, local services, but also for the social aspect of it, for reviews, for advice, for help, for direction from other people who may well have used your business. So having a business web presence is now essential for any business, and less than half the businesses in the UK are still online. I think we're up around about 48% of businesses in the UK currently online. So there's room for growth, there's room to improve, and if you have not got a website as of today, then you need to get one urgently. Now, I'm going to cover in part two just some of the basic advantages in having an internet presence for your business.